From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Washington Monument here in the nation's capital is attracting some real stares this week. Workers are clambering around on the 555-foot-tall obelisk, dangling from ropes. The monument sustained some serious damage in last month's East Coast earthquake. It's been closed indefinitely. And as NPR's Larry Abramson tells us, the National Park Service has begun a stone-by-stone inspection of the outside.
Early this morning, a brave guy in a hard hat peeked out of a window at the tip of the monument and climbed out. At the risk of stating the obvious, it's not something you see every day.
Oh, he's clear up here at the very top of that thing.
Gosh. Wait till I tell the people at home.
Home is Forsyth, Illinois, for Diana and Pat Colvin. They were part of a collection of tourists and shutterbugs who knew the best view today was from the ground. People just stood and stared skyward. Two workers spent much of today affixing ropes to the top of the monument. Those ropes will secure colleagues who will descend the sides of this stone edifice and carefully inspect the facade. Here's Bill Line, spokesman for the Park Service.
They're going to inspect every single stone. This is probably a 4 to 5 day process, assuming that weather cooperates with us. Certainly if there's any lightning or thunderstorms in the area, we will stop this.
Soon after the earth stopped shaking on August 23rd, the Park Service realized this elegant pillar had suffered more than Washington's other buildings. The Park Service released a video showing the top-level observation deck shaking violently. Damage was especially severe up top. Engineers say the monument is structurally sound, but they have found major cracks that let water in during recent rains and hurricanes. Spokesman Bill Line says that discovery led the Park Service to start this lengthy inspection, and this is only the beginning.
Then the Park Service would have to move into the stage of repairing what they've documented. After the repairs are completed, the Park Service then has to bring the engineering firm back to recertify that the repairs are done to satisfaction before we ever open to the public.
The Park Service turned to the engineering firm of Wiss, Janney and Elsner of Northbrook, Illinois, for the job. It is tough to write while you're hanging off the side of a sheer wall, so project manager Dan Lemieux says the climbers will work with spotters down below.
The folks on the ground will have the survey that was done in 2000, 99 and 2000, as a reference, and they'll be working with those data sheets and then listening and recording what our repellers find on the monument.
Some said they felt queasy just thinking about being up so high. Shaylin Sohn and her two children watched her husband Eric Sohn work tethered to the stone. She says she's not nervous.
Just be careful and take your time. We'll be waiting at the bottom.
With the monument inaccessible to most of us, it suddenly became more interesting than ever. Locals who scarcely give this thing a second thought came out with their cameras. Julie Stusser drove the 40 miles from Stafford, Virginia, to get a shot of the man at the end of the needle.
That's a crazy, crazy picture. It's like an ant on the top of a popsicle stick. It's been whittled off to a point.
The people clustered at the base spoke affectionately of this monument and seemed touched by the way it is still being cared for 126 years after it was dedicated. For a moment, government spending didn't seem like such a nasty word, although local resident Maria Rock said when her young daughter heard about the project, she thought it was related to the budget crisis.
And she didn't realize it was related to safety in the earthquake, and she thought it was the government's idea to raise money and charge tourists to rappel out of the monument.
Maybe not such a bad idea. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.